Shoftim Perik Tes Pasuk Lamed Dalad Vayakam Avimelech V'chol Anasherim Olayla. So Vayakam Avimelech, the vav that connects them, the Malbim says, shows that he listened immediately to Zevul's advice, that he his counsel that he had given him, and so Avimelech and all of his people woke up or arose in the nighttime Vayerevu Al Shechem, and they set out ambushes against the city of Shechem all around. Arba'a Roshim, and all the Mefarshim comment, he divided them into four heads, into four groups. So he learned from his father's strategy, dividing his army and surrounding the city. So there's really a lot that could have been admirable about Avimelech. He was a good strategist, a good warrior, a strong leader. Unfortunately, he took all of those talents, as we have said earlier, into negative directions, into Avodah Zarah and practically self-worship and aggrandizement, murder and fratricide. So Avimelech is not an admirable person, but he did have positive qualities. So he divides his companies into four. Lamed Hei, Vayetze Gaal Ben Eved, Vayamod Pesach Sha'ar Ho'ir. And so Gaal Ben Eved went out, presumably the next morning, but he didn't leave completely. The Malbim says that he got a Ba'alos HaShachar to go to Torma, that really he was planning on going out anyway. He didn't know the ambushes were coming. He was going to follow up on the fact that maybe they were vulnerable and that he could then attack in this place, Torma or Aruma, where he thought Avimelech was, not knowing Avimelech was arrayed against him right around the own town where he was sitting. So he got up and stood in the entrance of the gate of the city, usually on some kind of an uprise or a hilltop so he can see out a little bit. And so he's looking out from the city at the vista, and Vayakam Avimelech ve'om ito min hamayrav. And it's alos hashachar, it's still very early, so it's still dark and your eyes can play tricks on you. And at this point, Avimelech and the people who were with him got up from the ambushes where they had been lying in the field. And so, Vayar Ga'al Esa'om, Ga'al saw the enemy out there in the field surrounding him as they were going to attack literally at first light. Vayomer El Zavul, Hine Om Yored, Me Roshe Haharim, forgetting that he had insulted Zavul mortally over the previous few days. Or maybe not forgetting, maybe he needed help from Zavul, who was the leader who knew the ins and outs of the city. So he said to Zavul, look, there are people descending from the tops of the mountains. People are coming down against us. So he gets a little nervous, and he should have trusted his eyes. He sees something coming. Vayomer elav Zavul, Eistzel haharim ataroe koanoshim. And Zavul said to him, nah, you're just seeing the shadows of the mountains and they look like people to you. Which is a strange thing to say. To look like people when it's just shadows of mountains, you wouldn't expect them to be moving around in the darkness like that. So Gaal sees something not far away, and Zavul is fooling him, because he would also prefer to be talked into the idea that there is no threat. He'd rather think that he's jumping at shadows. But according to the Me'am Lo'e, Zavul is making fun of him. Zavul is teasing him. You're so scared. You think you see shadows. You think there are soldiers coming after you. So Ga'al is being played like a fiddle by Zavul, who's a very experienced politician. Now who's going to get back some of his own? As I mentioned before, Lamed Zayin. Vayosef od Ga'al ledaber. But Ga'al wouldn't stop. He kept on speaking. He continued. And he said, Vayomer, Hine om yardim me'im tabur ha'aretz. No, it's not just shadows. People are coming down from the tabur of the land. Technically, the tabur is the belly button, the navel, the midpoint of the land. So I see them coming down. I don't know. Now, some people say that this is a specific place near Shechem. Others say it's the highest mountain of the mountains that surrounded Shechem. We mentioned that Shechem is down in kind of a bowl in a valley, and there are mountains around it, like Har Gerizim, Har Eval. So the highest mountain stands out like a belly button stands out. Now, that means, I suppose, that you have an outie and not an innie. But there they are, down in Shechem, and he says, well, there's people. And look, one group of these people is coming from the way to the plains, or the way of the plains of Ma'onanim, which was a specific direction that led down towards Shechem. So he says, now I'm being specific. There's people there, they're coming. Who are these people? And Zevul is not going to let this rest. So what Zevul is going to do is prod him a little bit, and then Gaal is going to make some poor decisions.